personal development, striving after an ideal. We all have conceptions of the ideal. The ideal man. The ideal woman. The ideal holiday destination. Ideals don't exist in reality. They are our ideas of what would be true if we could have the world the way we want it. I would like to make the point that idealizing is a very valuable thing to do. I would like to suggest that you could use the idea of idealizing in a purposeful, conscious manner, in order to improve your chances of success. The ideal diet. For example, it may be useful to ask yourself, if I was going to follow an ideal diet, a diet that would give me more energy, better levels of nutrition and yet fewer calories, so that I can lose fat and feel great, then what would be that ideal diet? Then your task would be to write the diet down on a sheet of paper and then follow it. Another example, it may be useful to ask yourself, the ideal appearance if I was going to idealize my personal appearance so that I presented the best possible image of myself to the outside world, an image that tended to cause people to judge me favorably as a serious contender, then what would that look like? Then you would figure out what, ideally, you should look like. Then you make a written list and then strive to follow your own idea of the ideal. You would idealize your own visual appearance, instead of putting on clothes without thought. The ideal candidate. Another example, when approaching an interview situation you could ask yourself, if an ideal candidate appeared for interview at ABC Publishing, then what preparation would that ideal candidate have done before the interview to ensure that they had the absolute best chance of winning? Then you would make a list of all the preparation an ideal candidate would do, then when you have made your list, you follow your own list. The ideal product or service. Another example, if you are a salesperson, you could ask the customer, if you can imagine your ideal house, car, ring, holiday, etc., then what would it have and not have, that would make it absolutely perfect? Would you please, give me the list of things that ideally you need to have and what it must not have, in order to be ideal, to your taste? Then you make a list of all the requirements that must be present and all that must be absent in order that the customer would feel that the product was ideal. You would take that list and you would make your product to fit the order. The ideal weekend break. Another example, it may be useful to ask your partner, what would be the ideal weekend break? What kind of things would have to be there for you to say, that weekend was absolutely perfect? Then when he or she answers the question, you take careful notes, then you go to work to make it happen. Last example, if you were to ask yourself, the ideal person, what do I think would represent the ideal man? If you are a man or an ideal woman, if you are a woman, you give it careful consideration. You ask yourself, what are the moral, psychological, physical attributes of an ideal man, woman? You make a list of as many things as you can think of, the ideal person would be. Honest. Kind. Good sense of humor. Good with kids. Nice to animals. Well-read. Well-educated. Nice-mannered, polite, hard-working, confident, achiever of valuable goals, saves money for the future, does not spend it all, health-conscious, well-spoken, optimistic, self-disciplined, good listener, fit, doesn't drink too much, never takes drugs, well-organized, tidies up after himself, herself. Understands well how to use modern technology. Always prompt. Professional at all times. Courageous in times of emergencies. Tight buns. Then, when you have such a list, you would measure yourself up against it. You can see immediately where you score highly and where you don't. Your ongoing task is to play to your strengths. And work on your weaknesses. Of course, you will never be perfect. You will never reach your own ideal. But the point is that trying to strive towards an ideal is a very valuable exercise in self-discipline and personal development. So take some time to make a list of your ideals. Your ideal home. Your ideal income. Your ideal weekend. Your ideal lifestyle. Your ideal you. Then make it your business to spend a proportion of your time bringing your ideals closer and closer into reality. It's fun.